So bringing this kindly and mindful attention as we direct our attention to different parts of the body. Just feeling what you feel and recognizing that feeling nothing at all is just fine as well. Noticing when there's commentary or judgment that arises with regards to what you feel. And as best you can, letting go of that and really focusing attention on the sensations that are present. There's no right way or wrong way to do this. You're simply feeling what you feel, moment by moment. And just allowing every sensation to be okay, even if they're uncomfortable. Particularly if you find something that's unpleasant. The practice involves putting the welcome mat out for any and all body sensations. Drawing your attention to the body as a whole, sitting or lying. Noticing what's present in the body in this moment. Perhaps the sense of touch on the floor, your back on the floor, your buttocks on the chair or cushion. And sensing into that feeling of touch. Perhaps it's the air moving over the body, a sense of coolness or warmth, whatever the case may be. Perhaps it's the sensation of the clothing on your body that you feel. And noticing that you're breathing and there's sensations associated with the breath. The body rising on the in-breath and falling on the out-breath. And tuning into the sensations associated with that. Nothing to do here, nothing to strive for, simply allowing body sensations to arise into awareness. If the mind wanders off thinking about this or that, and it's drawn you away from your focus on the body, once you've noticed, simply refocus, gather your attention on the body, recognizing that this is not a problem or a mistake, this is just what minds do. They secrete thoughts. And if at any time during the practice you find intense body sensation, perhaps even pain, bringing your attention, your kind attention, to that area as best you can, and riding the waves of the sensation, perhaps even breathing into and out of the area of sensation, bringing curiosity to what's present in that intensity, perhaps noticing how it shifts and changes. Perhaps there's areas around the area of intensity that can release and soften. And of course, at any time, if what seems the self-compassionate and kind thing to do towards the pain in yourself, it may be to shift, to move your posture, and that's fine too. But I invite you to, when you do so, to do so consciously and with mindfulness. And focusing and drawing your attention to your left foot, feeling what's present in the left foot. Perhaps noticing the touch of your sock or the air, any tingling, any inner sensations, surface sensations. And of course, no sensations at all is just fine too. It's feeling what's there for you in this moment. Allowing your awareness to expand and to include the entire left leg, the lower part of the leg, the knee, the upper part of the leg. You're bringing your attention to the entirety of the left leg. Feeling into any sensations that arise to awareness in that region. And allowing that area to dissolve from your awareness and shifting your focus of attention to your right foot. Becoming aware of any body sensations present in the right foot. Again, perhaps the touch of the foot on the floor, the cushion, your heel on the floor if you're lying down. perhaps some sensations from it being in a different position if you're sitting cross-legged on a cushion. Just noticing whatever's present for you in this moment. And allowing your attention to expand out to include the rest of the right leg, the calf and the shin, the ankles, the knee, the kneecap, the thighs, the back of the leg. And sensing into both the surface sensations and the deeper sensations in the muscles. And letting go of that region and shifting awareness to the pelvic region, the area between the hips, including the hips, the buttocks, and perhaps the touch of the buttocks on the chair or cushion or the floor. And allowing that area to dissolve from awareness and moving attention to the lower back. An area of the body that can give us problems. It's feeling what's present for you in this moment. Feeling into the spine, lower spine, the sides of the back. Allowing attention to expand to include the middle and the upper back, the entire spinal vertebrae. Perhaps noticing how the back of the rib cage expands on the in-breath, contracts on the out-breath. noticing perhaps how the sensations shift and change the passage of time. And bringing your attention to the front body, the stomach and the chest. Perhaps noticing the expansion and contraction again of the breath as the body rises on the in-breath. Perhaps even noticing the fullness of the belly from eating dinner. Perhaps you can even feel into the digestion that's occurring. Noticing what's present in the chest area as the rib cage, the diaphragms, the intercostal muscles expand on the in-breath and fall on the out-breath. And perhaps you feel the heart beating and pumping oxygen, nourishing the entire body. Allowing this region to dissolve from awareness and shifting your attention to your hands, both hands. Noticing what's present there. Sensations of touch, of air, temperature. So allowing the sensations to be just as they are, separate from the story about the sensations. Being with the raw experience of sensation. Expanding awareness to include the lower arms up to the wrists and up into including the elbows. And feeling the surface and the deeper sensations that are present. And including the upper arms, the biceps and triceps. Up to the shoulders. And letting go of the arms and your attention on the arms and shifting your focus to the shoulders. Another area that accumulates tension and may cause problems for many of us. Feeling into what's present in this moment in the shoulders. And if there is tension present, perhaps noticing by holding that in awareness, in the non-judgmental, non-reactive awareness, open awareness, that perhaps it shifts. Perhaps not, but just noticing what holding it in awareness feels like. And letting go of that region and drawing your attention to your neck, the back of your neck, the sides, the front of your neck, the throat. Perhaps you can feel the air passing through the throat as you breathe and swallowing. Sensations of swallowing. Drawing your attention up to the face area, the chin and the jaw, the cheeks, the lips, the nostrils and the nose, the eyes and the area around the eyes. Bringing attention to sensations in the face. Expanding the awareness to include the ears, the temples, the sides of the head, up to and including the forehead. You know, exploring sensations at the top of the head, in the back. When you're ready, allowing that area to fade from awareness and opening your mindful compassion awareness to the body as a whole, sitting here, lying here, allowing whatever arises to be held with awareness. Recognizing that the breath is always present as your anchor or home base. You can always come home to the breath. And then expand out again your awareness to include the body as a whole, the body in its entirety, any sensations. We'll continue to practice this body awareness, awareness of sensations in the body for the remainder of the sitting until I offer the bell.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.